This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The man charged with killing seven people watching a Midwestern U.S. Independence Day parade confessed to police that he unleashed a hail of bullets from a rooftop in suburban Chicago and then fled to another nearby city, Madison, Wisconsin, where he contemplated shooting up an event there. That's according to authorities who spoke Wednesday. Robert Cremo III turned back to the state of Illinois, where he was later arrested after deciding he was not prepared to pull off the shooting in Wisconsin. An Illinois judge ordered Cremo to be held without bail. A prosecutor said police found the shells of 83 bullets and 3 ammunition magazines on the rooftop from where he fired. Some of the wounded remained hospitalized in critical condition, according to a police spokesman, and he warned that the death toll could still rise. The parents of a 2-year-old boy found alone at the July 4th parade shooting outside Chicago are among those of the 7 people killed. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Aiden McCarthy was found bloodied and alone.
The woman came down holding Aiden covered in blood.
That's Greg Ring, who was at the parade with his wife and young children.
Couldn't even really speak, and then she just walked over to me, and I put my arms out, and she gave him to me.
The 2-year-old wasn't reunited with his grandparents until Monday night. Authorities say his parents, Kevin and Irina, both in their 30s, were killed in the mass shooting. 4 of the others killed range in age from 63 to 88. GoFundMes have been set up for victims, including one for Aiden's family that has raised more than $2 million so far, with donors leaving heartbreaking messages. I'm Julie Walker.
If convicted of the first-degree murder charges, the gunman would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. This is VOA News. The Islamic State claimed responsibility on Wednesday for a raid on a Nigerian prison in the capital Abuja, which freed hundreds of inmates, raising fears that insurgents are venturing from their enclaves in the northeast. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
The Abuja prison attack is the latest incident in a series of widespread violent episodes perpetrated by armed gangs in Nigeria. Heavily armed men invaded the facility late Tuesday, shooting and detonating explosives. Officials say one prison officer was killed and some 600 inmates were freed by the gunmen before they were repelled by state security forces. There was heavy security at the prison Wednesday, as authorities say they have begun searching for missing inmates. Officials say up to 300 escapees have been recaptured. Shuaib Belgore is the permanent secretary of the Ministry of Interior.
We don't know how many were killed among the attackers, but it's quite possible that they took their injured and other casualties with them. But on our side, just one casual, one death, and about 3 injuries.
Nigeria has seen increasing attacks across many regions on a almost daily basis. Hours before the prison attack, armed men ambushed the president's convoy on its way to his hometown in northwestern Katsina State. The president was not in the convoy, but 2 other people were injured. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
European Union lawmakers have voted to include natural gas and nuclear in the bloc's list of sustainable activities. The European Commission earlier this year made the controversial proposal as part of its plans for building a climate-friendly future, dividing member countries and drawing outcry from environmentalists over what they criticize as greenwashing. EU legislators rejected an objection to the proposal in a 328-278 vote on Wednesday. The green labeling system from the European Commission defines what qualifies as an investment in sustainable energy. Recapping our top story, the man charged with killing 7 people watching a Midwestern U.S. Independence Day parade confessed to police that he unleashed a hail of bullets from a rooftop in suburban Chicago and then fled to another nearby city, Madison, Wisconsin, where he contemplated shooting up an event there. That's according to authorities who spoke Wednesday. Robert Cremo III turned back to the state of Illinois, where he was later arrested after deciding he was not prepared to pull off the shooting in Wisconsin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.